You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Ja, kyk saam met my, Michelle. Dis donderdag, 30 Januarie, en uitergewoonte het ek 'n baie bekende gas saam met my. Hartlike goeiemôre, Dr. Marihan Kroon hier.
Ai, môre Michelle, en môre al die luisteraars. En ja, vanoggend is ons laaste besoekie in hierdie reeks. En
kan nie glo dit het so vinnig gegaan. Dit voel van dit het baie vinnig verby gegaan, maar ons het baie geleer en hopelik gaan dit aangaan.
Dit gaan bietjie later.
Want ek glo daar is nog baie wat ons kan hoor by jou en leer by jou. Kom ek begin met die eerste vraagie. We concluded last week with the topic of transitioning caregivers, discussing how to navigate through the various stages leading up to the final stage. That's death, and how to cope with it. What are the next steps? How does one continue with life after such an event?
So, Michelle, your question is very important. So, how to proceed after death of someone you were caring for? As a former family caregiver, you have access to information about grieving, settling an estate, selling a house, but there is limited information on concluding a caregiving experience.
Where can this information be obtained?
So our time together again is limited, but my mission remains to provide as much valuable information as possible. So this stage is referred to as the Godspeed caregiver. During the caregiving period, much of your focus was on both you and the individual you were caring for. So now, however, following the caregiving period, the focus shifts solely to you, which can be a daunting experience. That means you are alone now and you have to cope with yourself. So for those caring for more than one parent, there is an added complexity. Because now you must navigate the grief of losing one parent while continuing to care for the other one. So who is also experienced their loss?
Mm.
So this situation require managing dual voids, but there are effective coping strategies available to handle these challenges. Reflecting on your caregiving journey, you must realize that despite any emotions towards your caregiving role, the role provided significant fulfillment. We've talked about that previously.
Yeah.
It is a very fulfillment role, but it's draining. There are so many other factors, but after this and when everything is done and gone, you will start realizing, but there was a purpose therefore. So our online course, which will also be available as live training throughout the year, includes a comprehensive section dedicating to transition beyond the caregiving phase.
Knowing you by now, I'm confident you will not leave as uncertain. Could you kindly share some of the information?
So yes, certainly I will not just leave you without guidance. So as previously mentioned, there are strategies to consider. The first one will be close. There are a lot more. I will just mention a few here. So as we noted last week, significant changes occur with when death happens.
Mm-hmm.
So while death may appear to be an ending, several tasks need to be completed afterwards. You just not stop. These financial transactions, paperwork, estate settlement, potential home sales, and distributing of possessions. And it's also essential to process the experience. Talking about an estate, numerous administrative duties arise, such as handling the will. If you're not familiar with it, you have to learn about tax information. These digital assets, depending where your carer was it a person very active on social media or do you have platforms? You need to sort it out and you need to stop that. And I just named like Facebook pages, and that can be a struggle.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you don't have your health file where you put every password in and every email address, now suddenly that thing will just go on and on because there's no way that you can cancel it. But additionally, arranging for a funeral director and managing associated fees are also required. Then again, talking about a house, if there is a home to sell after caregiving, it will also need to be cleaned out. So it will be your job to pack everything and items. Just to give a quick tip here, items should be sorted into four categories, just to make it a bit easier for you. The first one will be discard, the next one donate, then sell if you can, and the rest you will keep.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we've talked about the relatives.
The keep.
Yeah. They may show up. They never showed up. But now they show up. Yes.
Yes.
And, yeah, and be careful. And it's not just grabbing what you want, but if you not take what you want, you may lose it in the process. And after all, you was the one that cared so long. And you won't believe I've heard the most terrible stories about relatives that just appear in the night, and the next morning when the caregiver or family caregiver comes there, the house was empty. So yeah, that's things that happen. But yeah, and then regrets. After caregiving ends, you may reflect on the past events and decisions, and now you begin to think. So it is common to question actions and choices that you've made. Now you can start, did I do enough? Did I went to the right professionals? All that kind of questions. But part of addressing regrets also involves self-forgiveness and recognizing human limitations. You did what you could in the time that you have and what you have. Maybe your finances was limited, or you lived somewhere on a farm far from a city. So you have to forgive yourself for what you've did with what you have.
Yeah.
And second one is openness. It may seem like you are the only one starting anew, possibly after 10 or 20 years of caregiving. Many families and friends might have become distant during caregiving. They just disappear. So understand that starting afresh is a common life skill. We start over frequently, including each day. Every morning we start anew. So avoid filling your days with thoughts of the past. That's the most important thing. You have to be open to new possibilities, a new life, a new beginning. So the first one will be begin socializing, and that can be very, very difficult for one that was isolated, if you can call it that, for a long period of time. You were so focused on that one person and everything around them that you totally lost feeling what's going on outside. So take small steps. Before you go out, prepare some simple statements for when you are not ready to share much about your life or when you need to leave an event early. People will ask you questions. What are you doing? Where are you coming from?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And then the last one that I want to discuss is discover. Embrace the opportunity to discover your true self and identify what brings you fulfillment. It's a new learning process for you. Explore your values, your talents, your passions, and potential new purposes. Experiment with various options, such as pursuing a new career, if you can, if you're still able to or young enough, or starting a business, travel, or start dating, if that will make you happy.
Yes.
So while there are so many strategies available, it is common to experience burnout from caregiving responsibilities over time. So it is essential to manage your energy and your health effectively. Mm. And I can't say enough how important it is. Burnout comes slowly.
Yeah.
It's creeping, but then it just happened. A practical approach that I have found very, very valuable is to focus on one area in every area of your life. Take what is most important for you. Maintain one job. Don't try and do 10 because you can be in a financial struggle now because you had to contribute to your career. So one significant social media account, one that adds value to your life, not one that you can, you know, that is the thing that's most time resuming.
Yes.
Because once you start with a on social media, before you know, an hour passed and you've gained nothing. So, or one important WhatsApp group. There are so many these days. Just follow the one that adds value to your life and where you can add value to. And surround yourself with friends and individuals that add value to your life. And again, to whom you can also contribute in a way positively. And these connections will be instrumental in supporting you after your caregiving duties conclude. Those are the people and the friends that will stay. Establish anchors, such as a supportive church or support group, where you can receive emotional and spiritual encouragement and maintain your faith, because without faith we can do nothing. So that's very important, because it's not just the physical. You can join a gym or whatever, but still inside you feel very empty. You need to fill that void with important people and important things. So then, as I conclude my Caregiving 101 series today, that's our first free training series, also on our CareNet Incorporate Academy. I want to give the family caregivers out there 17 valuable lessons from your caregiving experience. And I want to thank you to everyone who's shared the insight with you. I think it was at your New Year's Eve program.
Yes.
I really appreciate it, and this is especially for them that went through this journey, even to you. And also those that still go through it and will go through it.
Yeah.
Remember that you are a best friend. Because of your caregiving responsibilities, you've lost some friends, which means you now know how to be a great one. So you support and you encourage and you stick by a friend when a friend needs one most. Your friends are very lucky to have you. Then the second one, you are open-minded because you avoid the danger of assumptions. Others make lots of assumptions about you and your carry, which mean you know better than to assume. And because you avoid assumptions, you approach all relationships from a place of acceptance rather than judgment. And you are an achiever because you can make it happen. Every day, you accomplish what others would find impossible to complete. Because you make your days happen, you know how to make life happen. And you are fun. Don't forget it. To survive caregiving, you learned how to have fun even when your heart felt very happy, heavy. That means regardless of what's going on, you always bring your laugh. You always make the best of the situation.
Yeah.
And this humor makes everything better. So of all people in the room, you have the best reason to be a party pooper. But you aren't. You always enjoy the celebration. And remember that you are love. You have a huge heart, which means your capacity to give and receive love knows no bounds. You are wisdom. You are precious. Because you use time wisely, because your day is so full, you know how to stretch time, making the most of each moment. You are a valuable commodity. You are a treasure. You are trustworthy because you respect boundaries, protect the privacy of others, and most important, you show up. In particular, you show up when everyone else clears out. You are charming. You are realistic. You are hope because you understand that life ends, which sounds so complex, but is quite simple. You know hope lives in our hearts, which is how you keep hope's candle glowing. You are courageous. You are life. You are resilient. And you are blessed because you are trusted to do God's work right here on earth.
Thank you very much, Dr. Marianne Kroon. One last question. We've got 1 minute left. What are the vision and the goals of the Caregivers Council and CareNet, including for 2025?
So yes, Michelle, as I mentioned and promised from the start of our program, our courses will be available soon. And I shall share dates of 4 workshops on social media platforms. Another big vision is the establishing of support groups all over the country. And the opportunity it can give for entrepreneurs starting their own caregiver support groups and earn money. And that will be possible after completing our course, The Principle of Caregiving. And that includes training of CPR, how to handle a person you look after, maybe as a companion or respite caregiver that may be on a trip. And that will be from an accredited nurse. And then also a session where you may learn safety procedures from a qualified security firm. And also look out for the membership area where people can sign up and get monthly training and live discussions. With every other business comes opportunity and change, and I can't wait to experience them and share them with all our listeners. And then thanks again to you and the Radio KC team for your love and your professionalism, and I look forward to our next opportunity to talk to our listeners. And again, they can reach me at www.caregiverscouncil.com, and the WhatsApp numbers will be available there.
Thank you very much, Dr. Marianne Cronier from Caregiving Campaign 101. It was always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.